Yes, so the final episode of Huskin as we bring towards a close the documentary on Islam in West Africa.
Steeped in cultural history and regarded as the seeds of Islamic scholarship, West Africa still holds the allure for knowledge seekers. From the mystical lands of Mauritania to the estuaries of the Gambia and the Sultanates of Sokoto, we bring you Huskin, Islam in West Africa. This Ramadan, our premier documentary seeks to explore the light of Islam in West Africa through history, architecture, trade, and politics. Weekdays at 8:15 a.m. Huskin, Islam in West Africa.
We've come to the end and the final installment of Huskin, Islam in West Africa. I can just recall now, before Ramadan, when Sister Rehana Umar sent the 80 odd pages worth and thought to myself, how am I going to get through all of this? Then Alhamdulillah, we've taught so many and learned so much regards to Islam in West Africa. Let's head straight in to the final episode. Join Salifu in his lesson. The first phase of education at the Quranic school, during which students like Salifu memorize the 28 letters of the Arabic alphabet, is called Alifu Alifu. The Alif being the first letter of the alphabet. However, the letters are not learned in strict alphabetical order, starting with Surah Al-Fatiha and continuing with the short surahs at the end of the Quran. The student learns the letters in the order in which they appear in the Quran. The verses are divided into their smaller elements, the letters, and the lessons consist of reciting each letter by its name. Ba, Si, Mi, Alifu, Lamu, Lamu, Ha. Salifu recites the names of the letters which together form the very first word in the Quran. Bismillah, in the name of Allah. When a student's lessons have been learned and he has recited his verses correctly, the teacher gives him permission to wash the text off his writing board. The water he uses to do this is collected in a pitcher called a nesikusu, or holy water jar, set aside for the purpose in the courtyard of the Marabout's house. This is because everything that contains words from the Quran is considered holy and must be handled carefully, even the water in which the words of the Quran are dissolved. Once or twice a year, the Nesi Kusu is emptied. The water, thick with ink and clay washed off the writing boards, is carried outside the town and poured into one of the branches of the River Bani. Even the water with which the pitcher is rinsed out must be discarded there. One Marabout, who grew up in the countryside near Jannah, explained that in the villages that students wash their writing boards at, it is a spot where fire is lit at night because nobody walks on the spot, and the holy words, though dissolved in water, will not be defiled by human feet. Subhanallah. Such respect. The reading phase of primary Quranic education in Jannah continues up to Surah 67, Al-Mulk, Kingship. From this point on, the student is simultaneously taught how to read the words of the Quran and how to write them. The Marabout scratches the verses into the thin coating of clay on the writing tablet with a pointed piece of wood. The student meticulously follows these marks on the board with a pen, filling them in with ink, and shows his tablet to the teacher when he's finished. The Marabout reads the passages aloud, corrects the writing, returns the tablet to his pupil, and reads the text to him word for word. The student, following what he has written with his finger, repeats the words after the teacher, then sits down and works on the correct recitation of the verses on his tablet. When in doubt, he consults a fellow student or the master and asks him to repeat a particular passage. This phase is called khairun, from the Arabic word khair, meaning good, a good thing, a blessing. During the next phase, khairun kasida, which embraces surah 36 to 46, the marabout leaves more space between the line he scratches on the board. The student no longer traces the script the teacher has written, but writes out his own script below the master's example. At the end of khairun kasida phase, during which he has copied his master's script, the student has read one quarter of the Quran. The remaining surahs he will read after he has written them all by himself, copying them from single pages of loose leaf copies of the Quran. Before this phase, students are considered too immature to handle the Quran with proper respect. When the fitah student has written his lesson, he shows it to the marabout for correction. And after having heard from his teacher how to recite the verses, he practices the proper recitation by himself. The fitah phase includes most of the Quran and ends with the final verses of Surah Baqarah. Studying in this manner, a student needs at least 4 years to finish the Quran, though individual differences are substantial. When he has learned the final verses of the second surah, a ceremony, Al-Qurana Diyumandi, is held. Other Quran teachers of Jannah are invited to the school to witness how the student, repeating the words after his master, recites the last part of the second surah twice over. A visiting marabout delivers benedictions and all present partake of a meal prepared by the student's family. Together with a few schoolmates, the student walks about town, displaying his writing tablet and collecting the tribute of respect. Small gifts of rice, millet, peanuts, or a coin. However, a student's Quranic education does not necessarily end when he has read the entire Quran. He may continue his studies, either moving on to the secondary level or remaining at the elementary school and rereading the Quran. In the latter case, with the final ceremony postponed, the student begins to write and read the entire Quran again from the first surah onwards. Some try, at the same time, to learn the text by heart. All this is of no concern yet to young Salifu. His Quranic education has only just begun. But he is proud to be among the older children now, and he keeps practicing the recitation as the marabout showed him. Ba, si, mi, alifu, lamu, lamu, ha. After a few months, he will combine these letters in the holy phrases of one of Islam's central and most beautiful prayers. Words he will recite and read all his life. In the name of God, Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Praise be to God, the Cherisher and Sustainer of the worlds, the Compassionate, the Merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee do we worship, and Thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight path. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom Thou hast bestowed Thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. This episode was compiled using resource notes of anthropologist Geert Mommersteeg. Jazakallah khairan for joining us these past 20 episodes. We hope that it has been educational for you, as it has been indeed for us. And may Allah continue showering the blessings of Islam and the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the divine book of Allah continue to shine forever and ever. Ameen. From the narrator, Jaz Khan, to the researcher and compiler, Sister Rehana Umar, Jazakallah khair from the Radio Islam team for being part of this journey to West Africa with us. do send us feedback on Twitter at Radio Islam or Facebook Radio Islam International. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Haskin, Islam in West Africa.
أبدا لن نحيد عن خطى الإيمان. دربنا درب قويم, دربنا درب قويم بالهدى القرآني.
أبدا لن نحيد. Yes, alhamdulillah, we've received some good feedback about Haskin that has come to an end this morning. Very, very informative, very interesting. What it did explore was Islam in West Africa, the rise of Islam in Africa, moving on to trade routes and the dawn of Islam in Africa. Then we spoke about Sharia and Sultans, a summary of Islam in West Africa, the Islamic Empire of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Islam in Kenem, then Islam in Togo, Islam in Ghana. We also touched on memorizing in Mauritania, Islam in Liberia, Timbuktu. That was very interesting. Mansa Musa and the Kingdom of Mali, Uthman Denfori, as well as it ended off with regards to the method of learning the Quran in that part of the world. So it has been an excellent exercise, the documentary, and it will be available as a CD for purchase after the month of Ramadan. It is available as free downloads on the website as podcasts, and you can get it from there. It brings us on to 27 minutes past 8.